Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tetra and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
The Sports Hub. Three men, two tickets. The Avengers Endgame, people want to see it. They don't want any of these spoilers. It's over 3 hours long. So wear a diaper. Rich is, of course, going to the movie. He is the one who controls the passes. Then it comes down to Young Sickly Nicholas and Bird. We heard from Mark Gemelli, Nick's dad, because it was who can get the best audio. And then we heard from Bird's long-lost cousin that he had no idea. And then he told me after the show, he goes, I met a guy, and he said he hated you. So I started talking to him.
And he ended up being his cousin?
Yeah.
Okay, Bert. Okay.
With his aunt there.
Do me a favor, Bert. Just step in front of the mic. There is one question I wanted to ask Bert yesterday, not to sidetrack too much. I saw a tweet of his this weekend. Do you follow Bert on Twitter?
No. Okay. I do not. I follow the show on Twitter.
Bert tweeted out something to responding to somebody, and I don't know who's responding. And he said, I was drunk and drank my best friend's wife's milk.
What?
It tasted like watered down milk and whatever she ate for dinner.
Yeah, I tried my.
You had breast milk.
Yeah, she just had a baby, and we were drunk. Like, try my wife's breast milk. I'm like, why don't you try it? It's your wife. No, I'm not doing it. I'm like, all right.
You know, you can get sick from that.
And then
What did she have for dinner?
I think it was like a turkey BLT.
Could taste it.
Yeah, it was like watered down though.
So it tastes like BLT, like in a blender with milk.
Yeah, basically.
So this was just like, you do it. No, you do it. Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, basically. How much did you drink?
Like, maybe not even, like, just a sip of it. I was like, what?
Now, if you think about it now, does it
every
make
Saturday
you sick?
Night?
What was that?
When you think about it now, does it make you sick?
No. I find it funny that the other women who had kids were like, why didn't you try my breast milk? I'm like, are you offended that I didn't try yours? You never asked me.
So then it became a big deal. Everyone wants Bird to taste their breast milk.
I swear to God, like,
were you breastfed, Bird?
I have no idea, probably.
Tracy, did you ever say that to anyone ever at any point?
Never once.
Will you please try my milk? I'm offended that you won't try my breast milk.
Well, that's in Everett.
Sure I tried it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Everett is a lot like Grapes of Wrath.
Right? It's just like they go from cave to cave. Just like, you know, it's like a community village.
No, when you're
come
hungry.
Come suckle on me. No, yes. Suckle on me.
Exactly. When you're hungry and in desperation, you have to suckle.
They're
now, was it in a bottle,
the
or did you,
yeah,
or did
yeah,
you
it was,
suckle?
It was right out of the bottle.
Okay, so did you ask if you could suckle?
No.
Okay.
No.
You don't want to get it from...
really weird.
How'd the conversation start?
We were just drinking, and I don't know, someone...
I understand you were drinking.
Breast milk.
See, I was drinking on Sunday, and I didn't ask for anyone's breast milk.
I didn't ask
So when
either.
You say you've been drinking... All right, so, okay, how did it come up? So
we were just, like, it was like 10:30, 11:30 at night.
Okay, very pertinent.
And we're just pounding beers, and somehow they brought up the baby and her breastfeeding and pumping and all that fun stuff. And someone's like, "Want to try?" And my buddy was like, "Want to try your breast milk?" I'm like, "Have you done it?" He's like, "No." Then why don't you do it first? That's kind of weird. Why do you want me to try breast milk? Because you're Bird. I'm like, okay.
Why did you say yes?
Why not? I trusted her. She's a healthy woman.
You trusted her as if so she didn't dose the breast milk.
Yeah.
You trusted her as if something was afoot.
Jesus, God.
That's so awesome. I trusted her. I knew it wasn't skunked.
What else have you done because someone dared you?
Oh, I know.
I just want to know. Like, what, Bird, what things have you done when someone just said, I bet you won't?
Okay, because I know one of Bird's friends. I haven't talked to him for a while. Or your friend's brother.
Yep.
And the guy worked at a bar.
Yep,
and they had a helmet on the wall.
and it was like, you know, like a toy helmet. And Bird put it on and couldn't get it off for like how long?
Maybe an hour. I had to sweat really bad to get it off.
So he just walked around this bar and he couldn't get the helmet off his head.
I'm randomly talking to girls like, hey, what's up? Why do you have this helmet on? I can't get it off.
Can you write down for me the things that you've done because someone bet you to?
Okay.
Because I just have a feeling that there's nothing he wouldn't do if someone just said,
I dare you.
I
have my limits.
Well, that's but that's kind of who he is in Everett. See, I know the backstory on Bird.
The guy will do anything?
Well, because everyone loves him. And part of that reason is because he'll do anything. Right?
Has back in the day, yes. Now I
understand.
Yeah, anyone listening ever dared Bird to do something? And he did it. 617-779-0985. Because I have a feeling that there's a million people go, oh, yeah. One time we told him. I don't know. I can't even think of stories that are more outrageous than the ones that you're mentioning right now.
Now, do you have a fetish now?
No.
Okay.
No.
You don't go and look up pregnant women on the internet?
Nope. One and done. Not again.
One and done?
No, because like I said earlier, like.
You haven't looked online for any.
No.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Like I said earlier, like her friends, girlfriends, and my other friends that have had babies, like got offended that I didn't try their breast milk.
Well, someone said we got a new bit. Bird tries to guess what the women ate by tasting their breast milk.
I'm sure that will go over.
I'll probably puke.
It's actually not a bad bit. But I have a feeling it's not going to be allowed.
Jesus.
That's actually a great bit. Whoever said that is thinking the right thing.
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
You can taste what they had ate. Honey, eat some chocolate cake. Make chocolate milk. All right, thank you.
All right,
you,
Bird. I'm sorry. I just saw that tweet this weekend. And
Jesus, gosh.
He's got his own. He's a different kind of Avenger. Can immediately tell you which restaurant you went to.
He's the milkman? Who is he?
This milkman. Bird the milkman.
Make way for the milkman. That'd be so great if he got totally into it.
Like that became his thing.
It could be the only way he got aroused.
He was trying to like go like on the black market online.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like the only way he could get aroused.
That's too quick, honey. Get the bottle.
Like he just like hunts for pregnant women. Mommy.
Oh,
I don't care how drunk.
Mommy, give me. I'm a good boy.
Honestly, that's one of those things where I don't care how drunk I am. I'm not doing that. There's just something inside of everyone except for Bird.
Yeah, I would not do it either. I think you can get sick from that. Because you've heard about restaurants where they've made cheese out of it.
Yeah. Which I heard is illegal now.
It's absolutely illegal because it's not safe.
No, not sanitary at all. And a matter of fact, I was talking about how people buy that stuff online. Like I heard that for a while there were people
trying to do that.
They
buy breast smoke online?
Yeah, they're trying to do that. And I don't know, and maybe it was for the reason you're talking about, is making cheese or whatever out of it, but that was shut down quick.
No, I think that's more of a fetish. And you've seen, obviously, you've been informed over and over and over again about the new prosthetic feet that are out there.
Bird is part of the Everett economy. Is he charging $20 for drinking breast milk too? Free photo with every order.
I'm telling you, it's grapes of wrath. They're living like a family from the 20s looking for gold and crossing the United States.
Oh, man. I kind of want to get drunk with you now, Bird.
Oh, no.
But we have. We've drank together.
All right.
It's kind of weird.
Let's just keep it going. Rocco, go ahead.
Yeah, I got the same perspective. I would never try breast milk, but my wife had our son in December, and my buddy come over to meet him, and I remembered I had some limoncello in the freezer. Grabbed the bottle, poured a little bit into it, and convinced him that he had to try her breast milk. And he sucked it up and was about to do it. Got himself all worked up and sucked it back like no tomorrow. Funniest thing I've ever seen when it hit his lips and it wasn't actually breast milk.
Do you live in Everett?
I would never do that.
I wouldn't want someone tasting my wife's milk either.
Ugh.
That's like creepy.
Ugh.
Yeah, but you know. If it's Bird, I don't think people look at Bird as your average guy.
It's Everett Roulette. Which one's got the breast milk, man? You don't know.
All right. I don't know what this means, but JP, go ahead.
Guys, you're describing, it sounds like the scene from Sin City with the woman that's got the breast milk with Del Toro's in investigating her to try to find out what Clive Owen is.
I've seen that movie. I don't remember that.
Yeah. The only thing I can think of is Grapes of Wrath, when the woman is pregnant and they're so starving and they're like going through like Oklahoma or whatever that they have to suckle the woman in order to survive.
The milkman.
By the way, no one complain about this because it's completely natural. It's completely natural. It is not in any way titillating. And if you do, then you have a very healthy fetish.
Well, Bird, thank you very
much. There's videos on the internet.
Yeah.
All right. Gross. Well, Sean Grandy's got in here.
All right.
We'll have Mark Cimelli with you next hour. And then more breast milk talk. All right.
It's kind of weird.
Kind of weird. We'll be back with Sean Grandy in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Tetra and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Tetra and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Game four is underway. Pacers win the tap. Big day for the Celtics and later the Bruins.
Bergeron into the faceoff left circle. They tie up. Marchand shoots. He scores!
We're down the right side. Return to Al Horford. Finds the open man. Left side. Morris. Three. Got it.
Circle net. Riley shoots. Press. Took it away. Reached up with the left hand. Get that out of here.
Gordon Hayward switches to the right hand. Driving strong. Draws some contact. Runner is good. Scored in the foul for Gordon Hayward.
Ostrock had it on his back end. Shoots. Crew shoots. He scores. The Bruins and LaFork the puck around. Fire one. Crew gets the rebound in the near circle. He rips it inside the near post. Oh, power play goal. 2-1 Bruins. Got it. She scores!
Gordon Hayward, pull up three.
Got it!
Gordon Hayward back in the building where he won a state championship has just given the Celtics an 8-point fourth quarter lead.
2-on-2, Krejci right, sir. Centers deflected. They score!
Jake DeBrus able to win his battle, charged into the front of the net, got the stick down and deflects it home.
Thought we were attacking the net better, just more overall of our identity.
It's exciting to know that when the pressure is high, we have guys that can respond to that.
Today was more of the way we wanted. We wanted to be aggressive.
Bounce pass, knocked away by Kyrie. He saves it from going out of bounds. Mars lead for Horford. Hand to Jason Tatum. Two-hand slam. And the Celtics are running away and hiding here in game four. Straight away. Now angles to the right side of the floor against Evan. Seven on the shot clock. Kick to the open man. Jason Tatum. Four on the shot clock. Tatum finds Hayward. The hot hand for three. Good night. And the horn is going to sound. Can you smell it? It's a game seven. And for the third time since 2013, these two teams are going to play a game seven. Black hits triple zeros. And the Celtics are the first team to advance to round two. They hang on and they sweep the Pacers.
Just go out there and just be great.
98.5, the Sports Sub. We're Toucher and Rich. One of the voices there in that montage is that of Sean Grandy. He's the voice of the Boston Celtics on 98.5, the Sports Sub, in surrounding environs.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever the word is. Now, John Wallach, if you don't ask him to stand up anytime soon. Because Sean and him were talking about what the possible schedule could be and what conflicts there could be.
Right.
And it sounded like I wasn't eavesdropping enough. If I would have known, I would have eavesdropped more. But it sounds like there's a possibility that John could call a game or two. Right?
It is a possibility, I am told.
Now, did you get butterflies?
No. Did not get butterflies.
I thought just by me being here, you might get butterflies.
Well, that's a separate issue. That's a separate issue altogether. I was nervous just when you walked in, but now I'm kind of settling
don't
down.
Don't you think hearing that montage, which was put together so well for the environs, the surrounding environs, that I've been trying, for the only thing we failed to do here in, what, 5 years now, 6 years here, is have one night in the middle of January, not now, where Judd and Bob and Max and I switch places.
Oh, I would love that.
I mean, I to me,
Cedric Maxwell doing hockey might be the highlight of my year.
This is my point. Don't you think it would be like some January game against Winnipeg, right? That wouldn't mean much, like on a Thursday night, that we would just flip-flop, that all of a sudden that would be a thing. You guys would be talking about it.
So they do it.
Playing Max highlights the next day.
They'd actually do that here, where the TV is too much pussies. They would do that here. I think that they would let them do that.
You know what? We're going to push for that. Let's do that in January. Let's find two regular season games. You know, when there's certain weeks where it's just
no
tough
January because everyone cares about it's that's football.
Yeah, that's football playoffs. Yeah, that'd be a good time for it.
Perfect idea. That's a great idea because maybe Cedric Maxwell will introduce some new terms. Like we were talking about this clip yesterday. I need you to speak Cedric for us, okay? Can you speak, Max?
I can usually translate. I've been doing it for 20 or 18 years.
So okay, there was a play yesterday that even we, in all of our years of listening to Cedric Maxwell, couldn't figure out.
Gordon Hayward switches to the right hand, driving strong, draw some contact. Runner is good. Score to the foul for Gordon Hayward.
Woo! Gordon Hayward, bang, bang, Santa Claus.
Well, I guess
it's not that time.
Okay, what does bang, bang Santa Claus mean?
Bang, bang Santa Claus, I'm glad you asked. Bang, bang Santa Claus means exactly this. It's very clear that Gordon Hayward now has become more comfortable physically with his body. You can see him moving it left to right now laterally. He's able to drive and become the Gordon Hayward that he was previously in Utah.
Now, why is Santa Claus...
Well, the illustration. Guys know, how much time do you have? Max only has a few seconds before the next play.
Because everyone thinks of the dexterity of Santa Claus and how he moves so well laterally.
It has a lot to do with the gifts that Santa Claus brings, and that you know it takes once a year when he comes around, he delivers all the gifts, and he delivered to Gordon Hayward the physical abilities that he used to have. What was not clear?
Here, it's a great question.
And here I was thinking that it didn't make any sense. Thank you for clearing that up.
At what point in your working relationship with Max did you stop asking him, what the hell was that?
I'm like...
Day two.
What's with you guys? I'm like...
It's clear as
hello?
Day.
It's like, well, you know, the Uber driver. Like, where are you going? Hello? It's clear. It's obvious. obvious.
Well, I mean, it's been interesting. I mean, if Cedric Mack, we had him in last year, and he was just like, I just say things that come in my head. Like, I just didn't name food.
No, he straight up said, it doesn't matter what I say, you know, just trying to get on SportsCenter.
I just enjoy the Talmudic study you guys put into deciphering the code.
Oh, it's great.
I'm pretty impressed.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah.
Usually we have theories, but that one got
that one was way out
there. That one, there was no theory.
All right, so this was a weird first round for a lot of teams.
For the league, yeah.
For the league. So let's just concentrate on the Celtics and the Bucks and what they both went through. You've got the Bucks, who it didn't feel like they were actually tested. I mean, they kind of sleptwalked through that round. Yesterday for the first half, it kind of looked like maybe Detroit would put up a chance, but you didn't really believe it. With the Celtics, the games were a little tougher, but they found a way to close out each one of them, which they haven't been able to do throughout the regular season a lot. What do you read out of the match? Did we learn anything about the Celtics during this four-game sweep?
Well, and before that, I think it goes back a couple of weeks. And I remember saying at the trade deadline, when the Celtics didn't make, other teams made moves. You know, Indiana added guys, Toronto added a guy, and people, hey, the Celtics didn't do anything. I said, the Celtics have the ability to make the biggest move there is, the biggest addition in the league at the trade deadline, and that is have a healthy Gordon Hayward. That is the biggest addition anybody had the ability to make at the trade deadline, and obviously they did. That's very significant. You caught Indiana at the right time, just as, you know, I think Indiana and Detroit were the two teams you would choose to play if you got your choice. Mm-hmm. And I think that was it was interesting to me. The thing I'm getting some pushback now on Twitter about is there was a lot of Celtic fans. You guys know they're all, hey, let's get the 4 seed. We don't want that 3 seed because we don't want to play Toronto. We don't want to play Toronto in the second round. Okay, careful what you wish for, because I believe, I've been saying this all year, people are overlooking, people know Milwaukee's good, but they're overlooking the season they had. They have been far and away the best team in the NBA. It's not even close. And I hear a lot of people being skeptical about the Bucks the way they were skeptical about Golden State 5 years ago when they first had that dominant regular season and, of course, won the championship. They are elite defensively. They're elite offensively. If they get Brogdon back and are at full depth, and the Celtics do they have a puncher's chance to win this? Of course they do. They absolutely do. The Celtics are the biggest wild card of the league right now because they haven't played their best, and we don't know what they're capable of doing. But I don't think people are genuinely understanding how good Milwaukee is.
I think it's because a lot of people look at them and they think that it's a one-man team, that it's Giannis Antetokounmpo is this, I mean, MVP, and they also take a look at, you know, what happened last year. And I know it's not fair because Milwaukee upgraded, and the Celtics, on the other hand, didn't have Kyrie, and they sure as hell didn't have Gordon Hayward, especially playing the way he is now. So what do you read out of this? I mean, how do you I don't know how you can't look at the regular season matchups too, because the teams are different. You know, like the Celtics are so different as
Horford
well.
Missed one of the three games too.
Baynes
missed a game. There was that game in December when the Bucks ran over him here. Nobody played in that game, and that, you know, Gordon Hayward was probably the Celtics. You know, he was one of the guys that did play, and he wasn't completely himself yet at that point. So, yeah, the regular season games are, there's interesting moments in it that you extract from, but when you start with last year, the first things first, Giannis was good last year. Giannis is the MVP of the league now. He is the best player in the league. I know there are James Harden people. James Harden may win the MVP, and it's not a crime if he does, but I voted for a long time for MVP. You start with the best player on the best team, and it's clearly Giannis. He's significantly better than he was last year. There are a lot of wild card guys, and you will learn them. I was saying, I think I tweeted this last night, the last 2 years the Celtics have had 44 hours and 35 hours as a turnaround before game one. This is going to feel like a Super Bowl because we're going to have almost a week to talk about the Bucks before we even get to game one. So right, you're going to get very familiar with them. But here's a significant wild card right here. When the Celtics are in that big three era, right, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, what you would forget is you'd go to a town, beat a team by 30, and move on. Well, they didn't move on. They remembered it, right? They wrote that down and remembered it the next time when the Celtics came back eventually when they were rebuilding. Mm-hmm. Everyone forgets, all right, last year you beat the Bucks and you move on. You know who didn't forget? Eric Bledsoe didn't forget.
Oh, yeah.
He's been waiting a year
Scary
for
Terry
this, to get Terry Rozier back, to get the Celtics back. This has been his driving force, was to get another shot at the Celtics.
Played well in the first round series,
too. He did. And this is, you know, like I said, these are significant things. If they get, you know, Brogdon's an absolute killer. Lopez now has become not just a 7-footer that can shoot the three. He went from a guy who for 8 years in the league never took one to being a very reliable three-point shooter. Defensively, listen, you don't want to kick at Joe Prunty, but this was a significant coaching upgrade that they made. So it's going to be this should be a lot of fun because you've got the built-in stuff from last year already and very high stakes. And two Eastern Conference semifinals. The East hasn't had four teams this good in 20, 25 years.
All right, so when we get back from John Walk's headlines, I want to know, how do you stop Giannis Antetokounmpo? With this new lineup, I mean, you know, with the what they're putting Baines and they're putting Horford down there, will Gordon Hayward have a part in possibly being a big body down there? I mean, who knows? But I will get your opinion on this. And
I bet Santa Claus knows.
I mean, listen, bang bang Santa Claus. It's a different Santa Claus. They're two different people.
It's shooting Santa Claus is what he's referring to. It's quite disturbing. All right, Sean Grandy's in studio. He doesn't have anything to do for the next 8 days, and then he'll do something, then he'll have 8 days off, and people are getting mad at you because of the time off, right?
People want this series to start. They can't. It's why can't we play it now? Right.
I mean, well, you make the schedule, so I can understand.
That makes a lot of sense. So.
All right, here are the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
BostonJobs.com.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Up the floor, Thomas. 2-on-2. Thomas to the basket. Missed it. And it's flushed home on the rebound by Avery Bradley.
Oh, Celtics doing it all good. Somebody give me a sandwich. Quackity, quack, quack.
Okay. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Remember that we are on Twitch. Sean Grandy in studio. So you can go to twitch.tv, search the Sports Hub, or do what I did and download the Twitch app to your smartphone and subscribe to 98.5 The Sports Hub. Now, Rich, that is a famous call. Do you want me to take
Yeah, let's take line two for Sean.
All right. Matt. Sean Grandy.
Hey, steak and eggs, boys. Mr. Grandy, pleasure to speak with you. What does that mean, the sandwiches and the quack quack? I mean, I love your calls. I mean, it's awesome. Gets me hyped. I love it when you did the Banner 17 and he caught the ball. But what's the sandwiches and the quack quack? Thanks. I'll hang up.
Yeah, what is quack quack?
Quack, you know, of all the ones that are kind of interesting and have their own, that one actually has a real story, because if you've been around long enough, once upon a time when Max and I first got together in a different radio world far, far away, we were on a radio station long before this one did what it accomplished. There was an attempt nearly 20 years ago at a time far away to compete with the other sports radio station in town.
Mm-hmm.
And the signal of that particular radio station, it was very strong, but in only one direction. And if you are in New England, the one direction where you don't really want your signal to be strong is east at night. So let's just say we did very well with the maritime people and the fish and the dolphins and all of the sea creatures.
Yeah.
So quack, quack, quack was sort of, it became an inside joke after a while that's who we were broadcasting the games for.
Oh, excellent. So now we
know. The first couple of years.
Wow, we actually have an answer to something that sounds like nonsense that Cedric Maxwell yells out.
All right, let's recall back to 20 years ago.
He is so pissed you're going to Milwaukee, isn't he?
This was not, I don't know who he lost the bet to get Indiana and Milwaukee at first. It was not really his choice. But as he will tell you, if you say, hey, Max, you got to spend 4 days in Milwaukee, he'll say, yeah, that's called an hour and a half to Chicago.
Oh, so yeah.
I can assure you, we don't have the schedule yet, but I can tell you where he'll be on the
He'll be spending time away. And he, like, disappears. When you guys go out of town, right? John was telling me that Cedric does, you know, Gorman will go out to dinner with John and with everyone else. Scal's around. But Max just disappears.
It's called game prep.
He just writes down a list of food.
He's watching film. He's breaking down clips a lot. He's obsessed with the Euro leagues, scouting the guys over there.
That takes
time. He's always got his laptop, always got the tablet out. Mm-hmm. So he's studying.
Now, how tough is it to watch wrestling and do the play-by-play? Because I know that you're a huge wrestling fan.
It depends on the. I mean, I'm not like Jimmy Stewart has long since passed me by. Right? It really depends on the day and what's going on. If there's a secondary thing that needs to be watched, like for the Bruins, we're watching the. You know, I was watching the Bruins the other day, but I think we're in a second screen world now. Right?
Yeah,
I mean, we're in a Twitch TV second screen. If you're not watching two or three things at once, you're not trying.
Have you ever accidentally said something that was happening on the like if you're watching Raw on like a Monday night and you just say, "Oh, and that was Dean Ambrose with a dunk"?
Not accidentally. Is there a statute of limitations on FCC via copyright violations?
I believe there might be. Yes,
that's the right answer. Okay. By the way, if you want to hear the story, there was a game of we have to figure out what it was. They were playing Patriots were playing Baltimore. We went head to head with the AFC Championship game for whatever reason. We were doing not a meaningless but a fairly innocuous Sunday afternoon game in Detroit. I guess 2013, if I had to guess, maybe 12 or 13. Patriots are playing the AFC Championship game at the same time. So, needless to say, our audience probably isn't so I didn't think anybody from the FCC would be listening specifically. And so as a challenge, either our producer or maybe Max, somebody said, could you do it both at the same time? So there's about a, this exists somewhere. I don't know where to find it. But for about 4 or 5 minutes, I did both games at the same time just to see if I could do it.
And did it work?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it was like it was, you know, Rondo down the left side, dishes off to, you know, Paul Pierce lays it up and in, 3rd and 6, Brady back to throw, Gronkowski, you know, whatever. It was just to see if I could do it because I knew nobody, we're going to get in trouble because nobody was
and nobody responded.
Nobody's going to hear it.
See, I thought you were saying you're going to pull like one of the Bob Uechers from Major League and just like swear and go, nobody's listening.
One hit, that's all we got.
If you're worried about it, Francesa does it about every show, so I wouldn't worry about doing that.
All right, so Giannis Antetokounmpo, how do you stop him?
Well, nobody has this year. You have to make them work. Celtics will try multiple guys. Obviously, you'll see Al Horford on him at times. You'll see Shemmy on him at times. You're going to see multiple defenses. And the trick is to keep him away. Kenny Smith had a great point last night. He said, basically, beyond 15 feet, he's Clark Kent. Once he gets inside 15 feet, he's Superman. And it's going to be very, very difficult to stop him.
One of the theories I saw floated in the last 24 hours is put Horford on Antetokounmpo and maybe Gordon Hayward on Brook Lopez, something along those lines.
I think you're going to see, listen, this is going to be, I would imagine and certainly hope, a long series. And you're going to see many things within the confines of one game, let alone 5 or 6 or 7 or whatever this turns out to be. So you just have to figure out a way to do what the Celtics did last year and make Giannis shoot. It's just not that simple because he gets to the basket from the free throw line in one stride, which is why he's had, since they've been keeping track of dunks, he's had more. He had more this year than anybody's ever had because he can get to the rim. Paul Pierce got to the line 8 or 9 times a game at the peak of his career because he could get from the free throw line in 2 strides. And from wherever he was, he could get near the rim and get fouled and get free throws. Giannis, it seems like, does it in one stride. And he has been to this point. He's largely, you can't defend him with one guy. Then you surround him with shooters, as the Bucks have this year. And it's like the Celtics are now. It's pick your poison. This is a great series to be a coach, unless you're the one that has to coach. But it's going to be, it's a great coaching matchup, too. And giving both of these guys a week to get ready for game one, that to me adds to it.
If you let them, or if let's say the Celtics lose this round, is Kyrie gone?
I don't think Kyrie knows what Kyrie is doing. And I think I said this in October when he said he was staying. A lot of my year was answering questions about whatever Kyrie was saying that week. Right?
Yeah.
Like, for, it's been a year. What's fascinating about the year Kyrie had is that we spent 95 to 98% of our time talking about the things he said before or after games, and virtually no time discussing the fact that he had a career year and what has already been a pretty good career. He had a phenomenal year on the floor. And I just think what a player says, what a 25, 26-year-old guy says in October or in February or in March may not have a lot to do with what he decides to do and wants to do come July 1st. He, remember, was traded here. He has not been through the free agency thing. And wouldn't you say he's earned that at least to go to be catered to and to be wooed?
I would say that except for what he said at the beginning of the season.
He set himself up. And you could say that about virtually everything he said, right, all year. I'm going to stay. I'll decide, going back on that later. He absolutely, because particularly that day in New York was February 1st, right, in Madison Square Garden. There was no reason for him to say what he said that day. He was doing that. We've seen Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, guys react to the media, pushing back to the media. And what he did that day wasn't directed at the fans or what he said in October. He was directing it at the people shoving the microphones in his face, not realizing that the friendly fire that that would cause. But what you just said, didn't he set himself up? Not only has he done that all year, where do you see me in the playoffs? Where do you see us in the playoffs?
Right.
Well, he has delivered
everything. Here's the point.
Yeah.
Not only has he set himself up, the more you're around Kyrie, the more you think, you know what? I'm not sure a lot of this wasn't intentional. He makes things more difficult because he's that good. He almost there's a stat I love about Kyrie, which is that he's missed a lot of games. Last year we talked about these playoff games that he missed. What happened when he was out? The Celtics were unbeatable at home, couldn't win on the road. That has continued. The Celtics' record with Kyrie Irving playing at home and on the road is virtually identical because he does things that very few people on this earth can do, and that includes beating very good teams on the road, which is what the Celtics have set themselves up to have to do to get to where everyone thought they were going to go.
All right, Sean Grandy teasing John Wallach with the possibility of John Wallach doing a game. John Wallach.
Does anyone see the irony of that voice being the one saying, oh, you're teasing John Wallach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is kind of ironic. Yes. He got Invisalign and straightened up those teeth because of me.
That's right.
No, actually, it wasn't because of you.
But shut up,
Wallach. If it prefers you to think that way,
okay,
fine.
Whose was it?
It was my idea, not yours.
Based on subliminal pressure
from me. So I had to wait 8 years of being teased to do it?
That's right.
All right.
Sean Grandy, the voice of your Boston Celtics, he will be calling game one, and that's we're thinking that Sunday.
If I were a betting man, which I'm not, I believe pretty strongly it's going to be Sunday. That's when the Bucks have their building for what would have been a game seven. So that makes the most sense.
All right, fantastic. Sean Grandy, thank you so much for the time. We'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich and the Encore Boston Harbor. Rich, they're looking for employees, and then we've talked about how many of Everett's relatives or Bird's relatives from Everett will be there.
They have already gone through the process, and they've been looking for a new career over with the Encore Boston Harbor, and we've been, kind of been obsessed with this ever since it was announced. And we have in studio with us Warren Richards and Ashley Wells from the Encore. And I was, we've been saying this on the air. That place is like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. Like, nobody knows what's going on the inside. We just see this, like, giant gold brick that looks like it kind of just came down from the sky, like 2001. And now you're starting to see what it's going to become. Now, I've been to the one in Las Vegas, and it's obviously phenomenal. How much, how similar is it? How different is it? What is it going to be like on the inside?
It's
going
to be much the same as what you've seen in Las Vegas. So we really wanted to bring Vegas to Boston. And so we didn't spend a dollar less than we needed to. So you're going to see all of the fun stuff that's there. It's light, it's playful, it's larger than life in many ways. And we've got a ton of great restaurants, bars, lounges, a world-class spa and salon, great guest rooms, meeting space, and of course, a little casino in the back.
Okay.
So, you know, there's plenty for everyone to enjoy.
So, Ashley, this is a, there, you know, for a lot of people who listen to our show, there's obviously people who are, you know, big into games. And I know that the sports gambling part has not been legalized. We know that. But what about a place where people can go and, like, watch the games in the meanwhile while people kind of sit and wait and see if things do indeed happen?
It's going to be quite an atmosphere, lively atmosphere. So many people coming to visit us that not only, you know, all the other spots in Boston to see a sports game. We have a, quite an outlet for that, a restaurant that we will announce later.
Okay.
To watch all of these fantastic games, the Bruins, the Red Sox, and the Patriots, and have a great cocktail, a local pint, I guess, if you will. We have some great craft beer selections to offer in this particular restaurant.
Now, how are people going to get in and out of the Encore? That's been a big question.
Like, yeah, so...
Because right now, it's basically a road with Mike's Roast Beef on it.
It is. So we're fixing up that road and we're planting some trees.
Okay, all right.
But no, we've taken a really creative approach to it. So we've got... you can get there literally by bus, by hopefully boat. Which I think is the one that a lot of people are very excited about.
Okay.
So we're actually building some custom boats right now in Charlestown. And those boats are going to be able to come from the financial district, the seaport, and get you over to the property. So we're really excited about that, too. And we actually, Ashley, can talk about the restaurant, if you want, where the sports bar, which we're going to announce today with you for the first time, is actually going to be called On Deck, and it's going to be on the mezzanine overlooking the casino.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be right there. It's going to feature all the sports teams. We're going to, we got 33 75-inch TVs, so you should be able to see the game there on tonight, for instance, for Game 7. It would be a great place to hang out.
Now, when does this open? What's the official opening date?
June 23rd.
Okay. How tough is it going to be to get in on June 23rd?
Well, we moved it to a Sunday to make it easier. Okay. So June 23rd is a Sunday, and, you know, obviously a lot of people are going to want to come. You know, we're expecting a large, large crowd, but we're ready. We're definitely ready. We've been planning it for a long time. You know, we're opening at 10 in the morning on Sunday the 23rd, so, you know, not everyone can get in that first day probably, but, you know, we're definitely ready to have everyone come and see the property. We've been waiting. Trust me, Ashley and I can't wait to open this thing.
Now, are people going to be sleeping out in front of
the
casino?
I would not be surprised, honestly.
So, I wouldn't be surprised.
That's just Everett.
Yeah. So
just sleeping out there. You're sleeping anyway.
Yeah, so. If you see people just sleeping about, yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean they're waiting to get in.
People are just out and about in that town anyway.
Yeah. They're coming home at 6 of the morning.
So, this is obviously going to be a big deal. Do you have any, like, kind of plans for the grand opening of this? Any kind of like big to do?
Absolutely. Now, I can't tell you about any of it, okay, but I promise you that there will be a fun week of things which will go on from the moment we open this door. And, you know, we're running right into the July 4th basically week.
Yeah,
it falls midweek this time. So from June 23rd through about July 8th is probably going to be a ton of fun over there at the hotel. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of special events happening in our ballroom and also in the restaurants and all over the casino floor.
How many people are you guys hiring to fit? Because, I mean, there's so many jobs that need to be filled there.
6,000 total. And incredibly, our recruiting team's done an incredible job. So we've already hired or have in process about 4,500 people. So we are coming down to the finish line. And, you know, the key point for us was the jobs are there now and don't miss them, because by, you know, June 3rd, which is really when we do the kickoff for all of our training, if you're not on that team by then, then you may not be getting that opportunity. And so now is really the time for us to round out the team with good, talented people that just want to be a part of something special.
Ashley, what are you looking for? To fill these spots? Like, what kind of jobs?
Well, so I'm in the beverage department, and the bartender role is filled quickly. As you can imagine, almost every bartender in the city wants to work with us, which is a great problem to have, I guess.
Sure.
But I have about 30, we call it apprentice bartender role left open. So I'm really hoping to fill those all tomorrow at the Heinz Convention Center. I'm not looking for anything crazy different than any other employer is looking for. I just want great attitudes, a great work ethic, just fun, exciting people to be around every day, because I will be living and breathing in that building with them.
Yeah, I know the world's greatest bartender who works at Machine, which is going to close down soon. That guy from Machine, I might have to give him your card and have him come over.
We desperately want the guy from Machine. He's electric.
He's loved by all. He will be a superstar.
He's a local celebrity.
Tomorrow I'm going to actually be out there with you guys at the hiring. It's the Heinz Copley, correct?
Next to the Prudential Center.
Next to Prudential Center. I'm going to be there at 11, but you guys are going to be there starting at, is it 8 a.m.?
We'll be there at 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
Yeah, from 7 to 9, actually, if you're in one of the surrounding communities of Everett. So Everett and also our other host communities, we actually do some reserved spaces for them. So for those folks especially, please come early so we can get to see you first. And then we'll be there until 8 p.m. So Ashley and I have a long day ahead, but again, it's worth it because, you know, we just need to get as many good people into this building as we can.
Well, you're going to be sick of me because I'm going to go there a lot, especially this summer. I will definitely be going there a decent amount. But I appreciate you guys. Good luck. And when you guys have the kind of, you know, opening for the press to walk through, please let me be one of the first. I can't wait to see this thing.
You got it.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Warren Richards and Ashley Wells. They're from the Encore Boston Harbor that is opening soon. We'll be right back. No commercials here, just the headlines, and we'll hear from Mark Gemelli as we find out who gets to see the Avengers this evening.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Listen, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Rich are on Twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub.
All right, 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The Avengers Endgame. Pasta Joe will be there from 11:30 this morning into Thursday night.
That is 8 o'clock Thursday night that it will be done. So his screening of Endgame starts at 5:00. Yeah, and it's 3 hours long. So 11:30 today, which means if you're him, what are you bringing with you?
If I'm positive, I don't even
like, just your Wheaties jacket and your beautiful self.
He's got vouchers, which.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Listen, listen, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Richer on Twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
All right, 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The Avengers Endgame. Pasta Joe will be there from 11:30 this morning into Thursday night.
That is 8 o'clock Thursday night that it will be done. So his screening of Endgame starts at 5:00. Yeah, and it's 3 hours long. So 11:30 today, which means if you're him, what are you bringing with you?
If I'm positive, I don't even
like, just your Wheaties jacket just, and your beautiful self.
He's got vouchers, which is, I'm sure, exciting for him. But yes, I would bring my. I think he's going to be asleep for a lot of it, Rich. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, I mean, how can he stay awake for, what did we figure it out, like 58 hours or something like that?
I don't know. I just wouldn't want to be in the bathroom after him. All right. So there is a screening this evening, though. There's three men who want to go. There's two tickets. Obviously, Rich has got one of the tickets. And now it comes down to Nick and Bird. Who can get the best audio? Of course, Nick went to the more famous, the most famous of the Jamelis and went to his father. A Bird went to a guy who apparently he didn't know he was related to, even though the guy was with his aunt. But he told me he just found a guy that hated me. And then
wait, are we cousins? Related?
Yes, we are.
That's kind of what they did.
Yeah, that's indeed what happened. And Mark Jamelli, we played a lot of him. But, Rich, whenever you have Mark Jamelli, there's always some more left.
Mm-hmm. So Nick continued to speak to his father, Mr. Mark, the great Mark Jamelli, about this Avengers thing that's going on.
All right, here we go.
So you haven't seen any of the Marvel movies, right?
No.
So you don't know any of the characters?
Absolutely no.
If you had to guess what kind of superpower Thor has, what would you think it is?
I would say he's like a flame-blowing dragon.
Okay. All right, I'm going to give you a name of a character in the Marvel Universe, and you just tell me what kind of superpower they have, okay?
All right.
All right, how about Iron Man?
Iron Man can craft a building in a single bound. He owns a lot of property in Pittsburgh.
He's like Bob the Builder.
He's the head of Pittsburgh.
All right, how about Iron Man?
Iron Man, a massive bodybuilder, weightlifter type of guy. Can lift his weight, lift my weight. Sort of a Ted Johnson type.
All right.
Ted Johnson, you're a superhero.
He can lift his body weight.
Well, he's obviously the strongest man in the world.
Is that kind of like the test to see if you're healthy?
It's if you can bench your body weight, or at least your ideal body weight. Yes,
right.
That kind of thing.
Wow.
Hulk.
All right. He's got to know what the Hulk is.
The Hulk's been around forever.
Yeah, and it's that 70. Okay, I'm going to guess he knows what the Hulk is.
The Hulk, he's got a huge unit.
Hulk.
Well, the Incredible Hulk was always the guy that turns green and has muscles like Ted Johnson muscles.
All right. He just loves himself with Ted Johnson.
Someone's on Twitch. Very early when Ted Johnson's in the building.
He loves Ted Johnson.
They kind of like Ted Johnson.
He just is in love with the muscularity of Ted Johnson. Do you guys, Nick, do you guys talk about Ted Johnson at the house? Does he ask you questions? Oh, yeah, he has a lot of questions.
I want to be like Ted Johnson.
Ted Johnson, friends with Lisa Ann, we learned on Friday.
Well, maybe not just friends.
I don't know what happened.
I'm thinking there was more there.
I don't know what happened. I can't say.
And has muscles like Ted Johnson muscles all over him.
He's not laughing.
No, he's not. He loves Ted Johnson.
Like, Ted Johnson is a superhero to him.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be a great TV show you'd want to watch? Mark Jamilly and Ted Johnson.
A remake of Bosom Buddies?
We got to dress like broads.
Have the two to go to club, like the club together? Show me how to get chicks.
They're the new Lenny and Squiggy.
All over him.
Okay. Spider-Man.
He's got to know what Spider-Man.
Yeah, the Spider-Man.
Okay, Spider-Man, sure.
Been around since the early 60s,
he
man.
Shoot webs out of his hand like Ted Johnson. And climb buildings like Ted Johnson.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man has got webs that come out of his hands and feet and always has a beautiful girl that he saves.
His feet?
Well, he's got webs. One of my best friends had webbed toes. He knows who he is.
How about Black Widow?
A very sad black woman. She wears a veil.
How about Black Widow?
Oh, let's not get personal.
How are we getting personal? It's a character.
It's your mother. No.
I didn't know Jim.
Nick wasn't smiling during that one. I don't understand why.
I didn't know the your heritage there.
Goodness.
My goodness.
Oh, let's not get personal.
How are we getting personal? It's a character.
It's your mother. No.
you stop making jokes about mom. All right.
Have you heard from her?
No, I haven't heard from her. Let's get real personal right now.
Nick, come in here.
Nick's like, no. Nick's like, no.
Nick, come in here. Come in here. Please. There's so many clues that we need to know about young Nicholas.
I'm learning a little bit, too.
Why? Oh, just come in.
How about Black Widow?
Oh, let's not get personal.
How are we getting personal? It's a character.
So is everything okay?
What do you mean?
Are you estranged?
Am I estranged? No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Why?
Because your father said, had you talked to her? And you said, no.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. My wife and I have not talked to my mother-in-law in over almost 4 years.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty much the same situation.
All right. Then I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just wanted to have a comrade.
Well, that was fun.
I just wanted to know.
You know, maybe off the air.
No. Mark Jamilly brought it up. I just wanted to know what was doing. I didn't push him on it.
How'd it happen, Nick? How you feeling?
Listen, if this was 10 years ago, I would have kept asking you questions about it.
Ever cried at night on your pillow?
That's if someone brings something up, it's perfectly acceptable to ask a follow-up question. I don't think I was out of line at all. And I gave a personal experience of mine and to make him feel safe. So there's nothing wrong. I wasn't out of line, Nicholas, was I? No, he says no. Of course not. You two are pusses. No one dislike me. All right, here we go.
How about Hawkeye?
It's going to be a match.
I was just going to say.
It's going to be a what?
Benjamin Franklin Pierce.
Yeah.
That's where he's going. Yep.
Yep.
How about Hawkeye?
He can shoot flames out of his mouth and ass.
Okay, Jesus. Time has passed.
Oh my
Mr. Jamelli's had a few.
Yeah, what time of day did this interview take
place? Was this
place?
After 3:30?
I was just going to say.
Yeah, because he starts going in on Nick's mom and then starts moving on to...
shooting flames out of your
Yeah, the Manhattan is taking effect.
We're 3:30, just enough time for the alcohol to kick in.
I just see his eyebrows going up and down. Like, I got a million of them.
He can shoot flames out of his mouth. And ass.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Oh, the ability to the invisible recliner.
It's like, oh, Wonder Woman has the invisible airplane?
Yeah, it would just be the ability to recline in midair.
You just walk in and he's just floating.
Yeah. Yeah, like he can recline, but he can fly, but only 4 feet off the ground.
Not too high.
So he's Captain Recliner. Your reclining powers activate, and he goes up about 3 feet and kicks just back. Power up pizza roll. That'd be the greatest. If anyone's a good animator, Captain Recliner.
I'm just floating in the air.
Yeah, and he just, like, someone's in danger. So he just gets 3 feet up the air. Like a robber's running down the street, and he just gets in the recliner position, and the guy nails him. Captain Recliner.
It's like, hang on. We have somebody who's not moving very fast.
Give me a Manhattan. He drinks a Manhattan, and all of a sudden the superpowers kick in.
All right. We continue.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
That I could change water into whiskey.
If a bird had it.
Kazow!
He can shoot flames out of his mouth and ass.
There's like an evil guy like running a race and he just takes the water.
You'll never get to the finish line.
Now you're drunk.
All right, we continue.
If a bird had a superpower, what would it be?
Well, everything bird does. Bird could bench press me.
He is special.
He is very special.
Why don't you plead to Fred and Rich that I should go to the movie premiere and not Bird?
Fred and Rich, if you're listening to this, which I hope you are, I hope you can appreciate these words. I want to go with Fred. I don't care about either one of them. Please send me. Please.
We should give it to Nick's dad. And neither of them.
That would absolutely kill Nick. I mean, honest to God, we've only talked about this the entire morning. Nick cannot wait to go.
Can we call
this
your dad?
Torpedo his heart.
Can we call your dad right now and see him go?
Oh, man.
He can shoot flames out of his mouth and ass.
Oh, boy.
Because there's no way I'm going.
There's no way I'm going. I can't go either.
If you had to choose between the three, wouldn't Nick's dad be the one that should win?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because the seats recline. This is a big one, right?
Yeah, right. This is a good theater, yeah.
Oh, Nick. Oh, man.
I want to go with Fred. Mm. I don't care about either one of them. Please, send me. Please.
Oh, God.
All right. Mark Jamelli. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see if we can get him on the line if he wants to go to the movie.
Well, the Incredible Hulk was always the guy that turns green and has muscles like Ted Johnson muscles.
Loves himself some Ted Johnson.
One of my best friends at Web Toes.
Well, is that him on the line?
Oh, all right, we'll break and then we'll have him. I have a feeling he'll be willing to stay on hold. All right, so we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's HUB. Member FDIC.